I'll go ahead and start the meeting. Piazza just informed everyone that they're recording the meeting. Construction schedule. I believe we're waiting for update number 10.
Is there a meeting scheduled for today, Nance? Or is that separate, that scheduled meeting with Dave?
No, that was for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When is update number 10 coming?
We were supposed to have it yesterday morning, but I haven't seen it yet.
So do we know when it's going to come?
Yeah, yes? Today.
Today?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm assuming no one has any questions because we didn't have a schedule to look at.
Can we go through a tour? Or is that a separate line item?
Yeah, it's separate. Next item, field coordination. At the last meeting, MEPs have been given partial access to fourth floor deck for sleeve installation. Academic building steel continues next to 117. Piazza stated third floor deck will be poured similar to second floor in sections. We poured the half of the third floor yesterday. We're pouring the other half tomorrow. It's more like thirds, actually.
I was going to say, it's not really half, but...
We didn't do the half, the part over the kitchen and stuff. Installation of CMU walls started on 313 in the basement. Everyone's been down there coordinating nice. Looks like we got everything in. Electrical and plumbing wise and mechanical wise. Framing started at exterior first floor. Came to begin framing of roof parapets in about 3 weeks. Roofing to begin once decking is complete. Kitchen underground piping and new domestic water line to begin in about 2 weeks after academic steel is complete. Con Ed to set new electric pole. That was taken care of. BGA finalized the approval of the backflow preventer. As agreed by all, Savin to schedule Tectonic to remove the monitor station. Tectonic's on site today to break it down. Okay. KGD reviewed RFI at the community building regarding waterproofing where foundation walls intersect. Approved the Tremco product to be used. I think seal proof is all set. They're trucking along. Piazza stated steel erection at community building to begin around 4:15, so that's in about 2 weeks from now.
Is that still on target?
Yeah, I was just going to add. Dave, I know Mike's not here, but do you know if that's still on the target?
No, that's not Mike's response.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
It was about the community building steel was supposed to start around 4:15, so I was just asking Mike if that's still accurate.
Question.
So we'll have to ask him when he comes back.
Yeah, Mike is scheduling all that.
No problem. Con Ed to begin the gas relocation work across Van Cortlandt Park. I'm sure all you guys saw it as you entered the site this morning. They'll probably be done early next week, Tuesday, Wednesday-ish. And then I'm assuming Site Works can jump in right after that and
that's the plan.
Do their connection going across the street.
Or aren't there other pipes, though, other than gas that need to be
looked
at?
Okay.
Joe?
Oh, he's back.
Oh, yay.
Let's circle back.
Hang on. Just one more line. I just want to get rid of that.
Yep.
Piazza to re-excavate Van Cortlandt Park. I just kind of mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was actually already taken care of. That was the work before Con Ed started, so that was all taken care of. I know this was T&M, so you're going to have to send us the... your COP for that work.
Don't worry, they will.
Mike, while you weren't here, we asked about the community building steel. At the last meeting, you said it was going to be around 4:15. Is that still accurate? It's going to start?
Start?
Around 4:15. Mm. They get pushed back or moved up?
It's probably pushed back a little bit. Yeah, to be determined. We'll come back to that.
Field coordination. What's going on in the field right now? Anything good? Anybody slowing anybody down? Anybody waiting on anything besides steel?
Chris, are we just back up to the construction schedule.
Sure.
I don't know if this was this. I wasn't paying attention. KG&D not entertaining the water change order. That's correct, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so we'll be calling our guys off, and once the building is enclosed, we'll come back.
It's not just us. That's an incorrect statement. The owner has decided not to entertain the change order.
Okay.
Because it doesn't add value to the job.
Okay, well, it would have, because it would have sped up, well, we would have pushed the schedule back.
Understood.
But, so we'll pull off the job, start on Monday. We'll keep it manned with one or two guys. And we'll come back when the buildings are closed. Or if there's other work that opens up. But for now, we don't have no work.
Sorry.
Not a thing.
Well, wasn't the electrical inspector said he would entertain the idea of putting a wire drill when the building sheathing is on and then temporarily enclosed? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Correct.
So when that happens, we'll come back.
Let's just put that in the record.
Sorry, what was that, Russ? That last part? Let's put that in.
Do we know when that's going to happen?
Let's get that on the schedule.
Let's get the schedule.
Back to field coordination. So we'll be pouring the other
third
piece
floor.
Of the third floor decking tomorrow. I hope everyone's got their sleeves and everything installed. I'm pretty sure we do. I've double-checked with everybody out in the field the past couple days. Hangers are going on. We got piping going in. That's pretty much all we got going in the field. We got waterproofing going on. Backfilling follows that over at the community building.
The other thing that we need to add is the mayor and the school district is doing a topping off ceremony. I want to say it's Tuesday, the day that works for the mayor, if I remember correctly.
I don't know if that was confirmed. I thought
Kevin was going to double check.
Yeah.
But
I wanted to make sure that they were ready for whatever date. We're supposed to circle back today,
yeah,
and then we'll confirm a date, and Kevin's going to let them know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's.
But I think right now it's like
close to that.
Yeah. I think it's targeting for that Tuesday or whatever that is.
Next Tuesday?
I believe so. I could be wrong, but
it's
we'll circle
confirmed.
Back.
It's not confirmed. That week that they said was good for them.
Yeah,
we
they
just
said
have
the week of the 3rd was good for them. Correct.
I had a conversation with Piazza yesterday, and we're going to circle back today and then nail it down.
Okay,
and then
perfect.
I'll let Kevin know, and he can
perfect.
Tell them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost there.
Okay. Does that affect... This is kind of a, I don't know if it's a dumb
doesn't
question, but
anywhere.
Does it affect anybody out in the field?
Nope.
No.
Nope, nothing
so
stops.
So everyone just pretend like nothing's happening, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Unless you want to be part of the photo op, take
your
money.
No, sir.
Just don't do anything stupid.
Exactly.
I don't think there's anything else going on in the field that we didn't cover.
Can we go back to, now that Mike came in, 117 steel. I mean, it looks like he's almost done. Now that we have the new crane in, what does he got left? Meaning the rest of the building.
That corner
that
over
north,
the cafeteria?
That north end, yeah.
I can say if stairs are coming in on Monday for stair B on the 3rd, we should be setting those columns for stair B either today, tomorrow. Get the stair B offloaded on Monday.
Stair B is the one on the corner,
on the corner.
At Lawrence and McLean.
Yep. And we're hoping to have the last bit of that steel up by the 4th or Tuesday.
Okay.
That's that our goal. We lost a lot of days with the crane being down, the old crane and weather. Trying to catch up.
Decking, 4th floor. Inspection.
We're putting shear studs on today, so we'll see how far he gets today. So it's normally 2 day for the whole,
yeah.
You know, for all the studs. So at least this floor, we were ahead of him with 4 stops.
I was going to say, he's got 4 stops up
so
already.
That's all set.
Okay.
So we should be...
So potentially next week?
No, let's, why don't we schedule inspection for Friday morning so we can check it out, and I can start putting wire mesh down on Monday.
Okay.
Friday this week?
Yeah, I'll text you guys.
Yeah,
been doing
I'll
it
pencil
so
it in
so
for now.
Can schedule it, yeah.
No problem. Okay. Anything else in the field?
I'm curious about the progress of the backfill and the installation of footing drains connected to the storm system. The dewatering systems are gone on both sites now, right?
Correct.
So what happens if we get a lot of rain and the water table comes up?
What kind of question is that?
Well, we got footing drains that are set at a height that grade, that drain by gravity to the storm system.
Okay.
We got to prevent that. And we got a bathtub foundation that seems to be holding. It's going to hold forever. That's great. But those storm drains are important. And if we just let all that water fill up, we're going to just be creating additional hydrostatic pressure on our foundation and stressing our waterproofing, which
so
is not a good idea.
Question. Sure.
So you need to get SiteWorks focused on getting those footing drains out to gravity soon, now that the dewatering system is gone. We're in March and April, that's annually the high water table arc of the year, and we don't want to have a problem here.
Maybe we can get Raphael back.
He's gone again.
Gone.
All right, anything else in the field? Next topic is coordination drawings. All contractors were to upload the final coordinated drawings to submittal exchange.
I'm seeing if the
poll go in. KG&D has uploaded the updated academic floor plans to submittal exchange. Still need to upload community building floor plans once completed. Kitchen area duct shaft and wall conflicts with ducts still pending.
Slow
VGA.
Down,
yeah.
Slow down. Where are we with the community building coordination drawings now?
I think we're. You mean as far as our submission?
Well, why are they uploaded? What are we waiting for?
I'm just trying to finalize some areas, some parts of the stage. I can probably release the basement.
Let's get what we can release. Right?
Yeah.
That was done a long time ago. We just had to update it for the floor height change, I think,
mm-hmm.
which is done.
Okay. And any update on the duct shaft in the kitchen?
That was a BGA, KG&D, J&M.
I'm waiting for the sketcher to get back to me. A little detail.
So.
Meeting Rick?
Yeah.
Jim, can you follow
right.
up with him, make sure he gets his homework done?
Bottom line is there is a partition going dead center of the duct.
Yeah.
It's supposed to go to the
I'm
deck.
Not,
can that be offset?
It can. And
I think that's the only way.
Yeah, and I've got it sketched out. It's the area I'm asking Rick Williams about is actually where it leaves the kitchen and pops up into the cafeteria, that little jog. Once I have that, I'm good to go.
Anything else on coordination drawings? Next topic, record documents, daily field reports. Just a reminder, all contractors to submit daily field reports and sign-in sheets. Everyone's been doing that, so thank you very much. Permit requirements, just a reminder, everyone to send the permits to Savin. Piazza renewed their road closure permit, and we received a copy, so that's taken care of.
Chris,
yes.
Lombardo, the domestic line, I think that permit expires Friday.
31st, yeah.
And it's not going to be done before then, so I think Ron already knows, just reiterating.
Okay.
He's got to renew it.
I will.
Where does that land on the installation schedule? Sometime after the crane leaves? Soon after the crane leaves? Okay.
pretty soon after.
Okay. So now, if he's going to be done with this deal, say around the 4th, we'll say he goes to the end of the week, which is the 7th. So the following week, he's pulling the crane out? Or he still has miscellaneous stuff to...
No, so say he finishes with the crane by the 4th, give him the end of the week.
Right.
Say, you know, by the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then we're going to jump down to the basement or cafeteria area. A small machine and get that area going. Underground, last little bit of the foundation walls.
So the week of the 10th. Good.
Anything else on permits? Next topic, 2 week look ahead. So at the moment, I got everyone's 2 week look ahead and we're up to date. So thank you for that. You have to revise it?
Yeah.
But we do have it, so you did
that. Yeah.
No problem. Joe, you mentioned you want to talk about 2 week look ahead?
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure we were going through it. But it sounds like you went through it. So we'll
all right.
Can I go back on that 2 week portion with terms of in regards to framing, interior framing? Do we have any issues with interior wall framing at this point? I think Kane's got all his little...
Well, so far we're still waiting on that bathroom, the RFI for the bathroom.
Oh, that's right, 112 in the corner.
112, that's actually holding up our exterior framing.
Okay.
For that section.
Right.
Otherwise, I believe we worked out all the bugs with Brian.
Good.
With the help of you guys, the interior stuff. Tolt and I, Al, this morning going over a few things, we're just coordinating. Everything else should be okay.
Okay.
Bathroom 112 is very important.
So related to the health suite area, everybody's asking me, are we doing contract? Are we doing change order? I don't have an answer, so I don't know how to answer them. So maybe we can figure out sooner than later what we're doing with that area.
Yeah.
Do we have an answer? Because come Friday, my price is lighting and switch gears increasing. So if I don't have an answer by Friday, I've got to submit a proposal.
Okay, so you talked to the estimator today. There's some minor adjustments to the J&M proposal?
Yes. There's some fired ampers that were part of the base contract that he can remove, and a supply fan credit. But we're talking about a few thousand dollars. We're not talking
like small stuff.
So when's that going to be adjusted, Jim? Is that there today?
Do it today.
Yeah, good.
Also,
so we have a final proposal from J&M today. We have proposals from everybody else. Mm-hmm. We should get together. And, John, if you could stay after we Michael, don't we talk a little bit about it? So
by the end of the week,
we're going to try and get it resolved by the end of the week.
Also, I want to add that the controls are 5% of the entire contract. For this small little piece, the controls we thought were excessive. So Lou from...
Oh, good, Jim.
Yeah.
It's all lined up. Seems like you have enough trouble with it.
Well, Jim can tell him to lighten up because he works for him, so...
I can.
You can use other words if you'd like.
We very seldom get into that. He's a pain in the ass.
I know.
Is that going to be in the minutes?
No.
It's on the recording. It's on the recording, but it won't be documented.
Sorry, Chip.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. Next topic, construction observation. At the last meeting regarding concrete remediation, doorway SA1A at academic building will need to be overcut to provide proper concrete coverage around rebar.
All set.
Has it been cut or?
Yep. Yep, they overcut it. Did the thing, parged it. Looks like it came right out of the box, brand new.
When?
I took pictures of it the other day. I've been hounding Jeff to do it. You know, obviously after Raphael's leaving, he was getting up to speed with you know, the fix is and the punch list we've given him. Mm-hmm. And I believe you jumped on it last Thursday. I have all the pictures of it and that. I could.
I would have seen that. Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Oh, 100% positive.
Yeah, I took I'm pictures as well. Than that.
Okay, send us the pictures, please.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, sure. Since when do you ever ask me if I'm sure?
I'm pretty sure I was seeing that.
If I say it, it happens.
Walk past there constantly, so.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's brand new. It's like a baby. Smooth.
Yeah. And, Piazza still to confirm rebar coverage for brick shelf along Kylan Line 6.
I thought that was dead a long time ago.
Me too.
Russ had said that was more of a less non-issue than the doorway.
But that was addressed a long time ago.
All right. Next topic.
On construction observations, yeah. So I hear steel stairs are about to be set.
Brought in, yes.
Okay, similar to brick, similar to four stops. Stairs are frequently set close enough, but not exactly parallel to the walls. You know what I mean?
True.
I'd say on every punch list in my life, you finish, walk into a finished stairwell and the structural steel is not exactly parallel with the wall above.
Okay.
You take a special care to get that straight to the walls. It's a little bit different than steel erection. You know, it's like Finnish steel erection. Thank you. You know what I mean.
I do.
Close just enough, caulk it.
Close enough isn't good enough.
That's always stairs. The answer. And it never looks right.
Anything else?
So it was room for a tie-up.
Next topic is submittals. At the last meeting, Savin, I'm still sending, if you guys need your submittal list, I'm able to send it to you. Piazza resubmitted metal panels and millwork. I think that's still pending, though. Yes.
Shouldn't we be done with
some of I would love to say that.
So the calcs went back for the metal panels?
He went back, he sent it back already to the guy. He's checking them. He's going to send it to me as soon as...
We're not going to wait another 4 months for them, are we?
I hope not.
Okay.
The only really submittals that I see that are pending the you, Brian, would be the terrazzo shop drawings. And it looks like roof accessories, shop drawings, and flush wood doors from Arch Mills. Those were all submitted earlier this month.
All right, so also the lighting and the clock system.
You got it back yesterday.
Yeah, you got it back. It's not on my list. Did you check?
You definitely got lighting. And
doors or clocks?
Flush wood doors.
Yeah, they upload those.
Shop lines
and product data. BJ didn't review the clock yet.
Yeah, they did.
He did it yesterday. Yeah. They sent it to KGD.
Yesterday. They uploaded it yesterday. All right. Check it. There was one note on there. Okay. Put the Yonkers name on the clocks. I looked at it.
Yeah, they came back, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yesterday.
Is there a special logo? Yeah. I was going to ask that.
Bears?
Can you send it to... Yeah.
No, 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 no. The doors.
I mean, you should know. I'm not sure. School I know.
At the moment, I don't know. This is the pending stuff.
All right. Let me check that.
I'm not sure
that.
How,
yeah.
How the reviews came back.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't as part of the submittal, because I had that question. I was like, well, is there a specific thing that was put on the clock?
There is.
Okay, can we have that?
You can.
Okay.
Anything else on submittals?
You always, while we're on talk, you always telecommunication and AV and the fiber optics. We talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
RFIs yet?
About to be.
Okay, I'll wait.
Next topic, RFIs. Just to remind everybody, if you don't have an RFI cover sheet, it's going to get rejected. Back to day one. So please make sure your RFIs and submittals all have the proper cover sheets. At the moment, the open RFIs are, well, from this list, 166 was responded to, 167 responded to, 173 is responded to, and 174. MC 172 still open. Piazza 73 still open. The new RFIs we have are from Piazza. It's 177. Roof opening coordination from EWC. 178 toilet 112A partition shift.
It's a hot one.
And that's the RFI we were just talking about.
Yeah, that's the one.
And 184 is EWC CC beam with new HVAC opening. That was submitted to Monday this week. That's a new one.
What number is it?
184.
Well, that was this morning.
That was a couple, it's like an hour ago.
That was this morning.
Oh, today's the 29. Sorry, my days are kind of screwed up.
That was this morning.
That was this morning. Dave did it.
It has to do with a duct coming up in the community building. I sent it to you guys. See if you can do anything with that.
Which duct?
I don't know. I looked at it quickly. It's coming up at the roof.
It's where you shifted your ductwork because of the rail.
Mm-hmm.
There was a penetration that was shifted over, but it was right, not the center of a beam, but close to the center of the existing beam.
Just
is that
imagine.
They moved
the
duct?
Yes.
But they're going through the same penetrations. They always
have. Yeah, but it was coming up in the same place, doing its stuff after
well,
the opening.
I'm only telling you what I saw. You shifted.
I thought it was all coming out.
No, it's coming through the roof.
That's always been there. It really has never changed.
No, it shows it moved over. It was here, and it moved over here, and there's a beam right there. EWC brought it to my attention. I go, she's right.
Hand in that, then.
Right, we'll look at it.
There's no recollection of that return duct changing at all.
I just went in this morning, Brian.
Okay. All right.
I'll check with Rob and
it's on SE.
Anybody got anything in regards to these RFIs?
What do you know about the toilet one?
I took a look at it on paper. I just want to, Mike, maybe after the meeting, we just walk over there?
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, let's look at it together after the meeting.
Next topic is new items. At the last meeting, Piazza to send proposal for drainage on 12 Radford. We still don't have that. So we still need that.
What is the issue with that?
We haven't received the number from Sidewalks. I called them.
That's Radford, right?
I've been calling them pending. Almost every day for that.
Okay, it's pending Sidewalks.
Right,
I can't do anything without their number.
The only ones know how to do it?
You can do it.
No, I'm saying in the world. There's no other subcontractors, no other people that you can get to do it.
You can find them, too.
The next one was Talt to re-review wiring PCO. I don't think we're asking Talt to do that.
Okay.
MEP costs related to Piazza elevator substitution to be paid for by Piazza.
We have some comments on that maybe we'll review after the meeting with you, Nancy.
Why?
We don't think that Piazza owns any of that information. So.
Okay. Sure.
And last one, all contractors provided PCOs for Bulletin 8 Health Suite. We already kind of discussed this.
Yep.
Anybody got any other?
Chris, can you just add the bulletins as a topic, like you do with new items and project meetings and field coordination? Just add a bulletin.
Sure. I can do that.
Bulletin that's going to be coming up. And just add them.
If they're in the middle of being discussed, yes.
It might be a dead issue for a couple weeks, but I'll add the topic so we can. Yeah, I can add the topic. I'll take care of it, Jose. No problem. Want
to be his assistant?
Sure.
I got the minutes for him.
I got another chair next to me. It's open. The next meeting is this is nuts. April 12th. And I'll go around now. If anybody has anything new to add, they can do so. Chris Lombardo, you got anything?
Tomorrow, I know we're going to pour the section of the third floor.
Yeah.
So I need access to the other part of the roof. I mean, the other part of the third floor. Because the stairs, they're going to be there, right there, right where they're going to pour.
Why? They're going to block off the stair tower?
I'm assuming they're going all the way to there. With
yeah,
the
that's what happened last time. You can probably access the other side from the ladder. That's how we did it last time.
It's the third floor, not the second.
Third.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they're going to provide access to keep working on the section that is already poured on the third floor.
Yeah, they've been putting a ladder on the other end, remember? They put a ladder on the other end, so I'm assuming that's what I mean. They,
okay.
That's what I'm assuming. So, that's what they did the last four.
Sooner than later, though.
So we just got to make sure we set a ladder on the other half of the.
A ladder to
get up on
the third floor.
The part that was poured yesterday.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because some work.
If they're pouring the other front half, you can't go up the scaffold.
I didn't realize they blocked off the stair tower
but
last time.
They used the ladder on the corner of the building right by where the steel guys set up.
Mike, is that what they did? They blocked off the stair tower?
They didn't have a choice.
Okay.
Just for that one, you can't, because you can't walk out.
All
right. No other way to pour it.
I'll wear my wings.
Chris, anything else?
Yeah.
Or try and bring up whatever you need up there today so you don't have to carry stuff up
yeah,
the
yeah, but
ladder.
Then how you go up and down?
The ladder.
Well, a ladder, but it's easier to carry stuff through.
No, definitely. That's what I was
okay.
Bringing, you know what I...
I'm sure I'm sure these guys' side works will put a ladder because the guys won't be able to get down if they don't. They'll be stuck up there.
Yeah. Well, the steel guy doesn't
Mike,
care because
together.
You got a boom lift. I mean, you got a lift.
No, side works.
Oh.
They'll be stuck up there if they don't put a ladder.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, no, I'm almost positive they'll be putting a ladder at the corner of the building.
Okay. The other thing will be if I can get the elevations for the roof drains that they need me whenever this is going to take place. Elevations for the roof drains.
I thought you guys talked about that already. Mike.
Yeah, we spoke about it.
Okay. Are you looking for a date?
No.
Or?
The elevation, so I know where to set up the drains and where and what area he's going to go first.
Okay.
We talked a little bit. I already relate to Ron, you know.
Does Ron need answers on something?
Yeah, and
or?
The elevations.
Okay.
Should that be an RFI?
Elevation should be on his tapered shop drawings.
Yeah.
Okay. So I go
so
by
that's
that?
That's normal. Well, that's what you normally would go by, yes. We're
yeah.
going to have a roofing meeting, aren't we?
Yes.
Nancy?
Uh-huh.
Let's have that up sooner than later with Lombardo, so they could be on set as well.
Well,
it's going to
be
this.
Everybody, but yeah.
Sure.
So actually, while we're on that, when should we have it? Is the week of the 10th too late?
Sure, just let me know when it is. Okay.
Chris, anything else?
And so another thing that Ronnie already texted to Mike regarding the permit for the top end. Our permit is good for a year. The other permit is on the escalation on the site work. So they have to renovate just like they did on the 8-inch. The tapping is good for a year on our end. So Mike's already know that, Ron already texts Mike regarding that. So
okay.
That will be the only thing, you know, by the time the crane move.
Okay.
And the city has ready the ball, and we have ready our stop there to the connection. That will be for right now.
Let's pencil in the 12th after this meeting for the roofing.
12th to
April 12th.
Yeah, but that's for what exactly?
Roofing.
Or roofing.
Pre-installation.
Roofing meeting.
Oh, roofing meeting.
Yeah.
You can be part of that if you'd like. I'll send an email out.
Okay.
Chris, anything else?
That's it, sir.
Brian, you got anything?
No.
Joe? John, good morning.
Good afternoon.
You got anything? Fran?
Nope.
Dave?
Nothing.
Russ?
I'm okay, thank you.
Jose?
That was just Robert. So he's coming to pull all that PVC cable off the job.
Okay.
I don't think anyone knew it was even here.
I did.
He's pulling it off.
He should.
He's pulling it off the job. He's pulling the men off the job. Please provide me with the updated schedule so we can see when we got to come back and how far the schedule has fell behind a little bit from what I understand it has. And work that could be done now is not going to get done until June and July.
I think you're too far out with June and July. Okay, we'll look at it.
Jose, anything else?
No.
Michael, did you have anything?
I did not.
Thank you, sir. John?
Okay.
Thank you. Nancy? I'm sorry, I don't know your name, man.
Ron?
Yep. You got anything to add to the meeting?
All set.
All right. Nick, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
Paul?
I'm good.
Jim?
I'm good.
Gus?
I'm good.
Mike, did you have anything?
No, I'm all set. Thanks. Right.
Thank you, everybody.
Coffee.
I do. Just for you. It's French vanilla.
I'll
be like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
give me all.
Jose.
Okay.